Journeys, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. There's something I'm really struggling with, which is to go to bed early. For some reason, it seems so impossible. I mean, it's not impossible, it's just, I don't even know. Behavior change. I wonder if it's because I don't really think it's important enough. So today, part of Silicon Valley comes to the UK event. There was the private screening of this documentary on General Magic. So General Magic is this Apple spin-off company after Macintosh, after Steve Jobs got fired. So it's a group of geniuses getting together, trying to invent for the future. What they were creating is essentially today's smartphone, like iPhone. But they were too early. They were doing it even pre-web. And while they were still so, I guess, focused on their product, trying to roll it out, web was happening. But they weren't listening. And maybe even if they listened, it was hard to do anything about it because it wasn't a time of rapid prototyping. They, you know, they were knee deep in. Part of the thread, part of the story that I really enjoyed is this guy named Tony something, kind of forgot his last name, but he's the co-inventor of iPhone and iPod, right? He was a college grad when he joined General Magic. And the way he got his foot into the door was through sheer persistence. He really, really wanted to work with his own heroes. So the people who co-founded General Magic were on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, right? As the tech pioneers, the tech superstars, and he really wanted to work with them. So he called every single day. Every single day. And it worked. He, quote unquote, harassed his way in, right? And he worked extremely hard. He was driven by passion and belief. He was able to put in 80, 120 hours a week happily, learned a ton. But at one point, you know, it became apparent to everyone in the company that they had to ship. They had to ship the product. They kept on missing the deadline. They weren't focused. After finally shipping the product, no one wanted it, so the company went bust. The key message from the documentary is about reframing failure. General Magic went bankrupt, so as a business, it was a failure. But it laid ways for what we take for granted today. Me recording this on my smartphone using essentially an iterated version of what General Magic was trying to create. And I'm back on track of Tony's story, right? After the experience of General Magic, Tony was still young. He then had a couple of other startups, either joined and founded, but failed. All of those businesses failed. So 10 years in his path, and experience in the valley, Silicon Valley. At this point, he's like, early 30s? He joined Apple again and started creating iPod with Steve Jobs. His life completely changed from then. So the 10 years of failed business ventures were invaluable lessons. Something I find interesting but maybe still yet to verify, is wouldn't it be completely okay if you reframe failure from the get-go? If their whole goal is to learn, then you can never fail. In that sense, even if something doesn't work out, I mean, you're still devoted, obviously, but would you just enter this sort of emotional dark place? Is it so bad if you don't enter the emotional dark place, you know? Anyways, there are different ways of, I guess, drumming up your passion. And if you live a life as if there's only one chance, and if it doesn't happen, then life is over. Maybe you're able to pull off some cool thing, but that's just, I don't know, that pain, that agony, is it worth it? I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously used to doing things as if there's only one shot at life. In many ways, yes, there's only one shot at life, but I've become a lot more zen about it. I'm still working hard. Maybe I'm not working hard enough. I don't even know anymore. I'll leave that topic for another time, but yeah, if anyone's interested, you know, first read up probably Wikipedia about general magic, and if there's some way for you to get access to private screening of the documentary, you should definitely watch it. I think it's inspiring, you know, it's an emotional journey. It's rare to see as entrepreneurs being vulnerable in front of the camera. So yeah, the documentary maker did some wonderful job, for sure. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.